For the moment, farewell to Heinz. It has been a joy to have you here with us. We know we should have thought of more things for you to do, but we did our best to keep you happy and busy so that you wouldn't get bored. And you fulfilled our expectations of you admirably. Now, we expect you to go back to New Zealand and set a whole new cause in motion. We expect you to establish a healing foundation there for people who know that they're whole and perfect, but are not outwardly expressing it just yet. And so they will come to you, and you will say to them, pick up your bed and walk, you know. You will say to them, you're whole and perfect. And they will say, yes, we know that, but now we just want to demonstrate it. And you will say, well, what would you have me do for you? And they'd say, touch me, you know, touch me. And so you say, all right, I'll touch you. And you touch them, and they say, but I'm not whole and perfect. And you say, my friend, if you can see what I can see, you would see that you are whole and perfect. You would see that you are wonderful, but you're not expressing it. You're not calling it forth, because you're saying that just because you cannot see with pure eyes, that you're not pure. Now, if you take a blind fish that's used to swimming in a hole in the ground in the desert of Nevada, as many of them do, and there's no light in that hole at all. No light at all. Flashlight comes in and that's something. But the fish is blind, absolutely blind. Now, you take the fish out into the light after it has been blind for all of its life, and the fish will not see any light because he has not developed the ability to perceive light. He does not have the retina power in his eye structure to perceive light. He can perceive darkness, but he has other faculties that he has enlarged, which is the ability to sense things around him. The ability, there are no predator fish down there for him to be wary of. So whatever he eats whatever that is. We don't know. I haven't studied into that. I presume that they eat microscopic algae and bacteria, the various things that might grow there. So you take this lovely, perfect fish that can't see, and you take him out into the sunlight, and he's swimming in a lovely sunlit brook, sparkly all around. And the other fish come up to him and say, hey, George, come on, let's go swimming. Let's go and play. And George says, all right. He said, what does it mean, let's go? Well, where you are, we're going to somewhere else. Well, I see. Okay. You realize that I cannot see. George, I don't know what cannot see is, because I can see. And George says, well, to not be able to see means you don't see anything around you. But George, you mean you don't see the rocks and the fish and the algae and the various plants, and you don't see the sun coming down? Sun, algae, plants, fish, what's all that? Well, now George is going to have to go through a long education process to say hello to his community, his environment. But because George cannot see, does not mean that there is nothing out there. Because George cannot see does not mean that the world does not exist. If George could see, he would see the world that exists. Now, George sees a world that others do not see. He sees a world of inner perception. He sees a world of inner drive and inner understanding, but he cannot communicate that to these seeing beings because they have never been in meditation long enough to have even a portion of that inner seeingness that he gets all the time. So, again, just because George does not see what his friends see, does not mean that it's not there. And just because George's friends do not see what George sees, on that very great introspective self, doesn't mean that it's not there. And so it is with you and I, you and me. We have perception to see all things, but do we see it? No, because we haven't swum in that sea. We haven't gone up into outer space in that sea. Well, yes, we have. We've been on rockets. We've been on they photograph it and we see the thing. It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. It's like me telling you about a beautiful chocolate cake. And until you eat it, you won't perceive it as a beautiful chocolate cake. And of course, if someone comes up to you just a minute before and says, now that chocolate cake is really pepper cake. And you take a bite of that and you're going to burn your mouth because it's going to be so hot peppery. And it's hot peppery for you. Believe it? That's the way it works. You don't have to believe it, but the thing is, that's what it is. When people have a hot pepper cake and they say it's a hot pepper cake, it's a hot pepper cake. Now, if you bake the cake and you know it's not a hot pepper cake, you take a bite and it's hot pepper cake, what happened? Somebody shot it full of pepper. Made a pepper cake out of it. We cannot be sure. We cannot judge and say that we know all things categorically when we haven't experienced the peppering of the cake. Now, will George the fish ever understand what his friends understand? No. Will his friends ever understand what George the fish understands? No. Until the friends go through the experience George went through in a very positive way, they'll never understand. Nor will George, if he once gains his sight, will he ever appreciate what it is like not to have sight? Because when you have sight, you think everyone sees just like you do. And they don't. We live at the equator, it's hot. And we have another home at the North Pole, and it's cold. And at the equator, we take our clothes off. At the North Pole, we put our clothes on. Can you explain that to people? You explain to people who live at the equator, and they've never been away from there. And you say, well, now, when you go up north, you don't want to take clothes on. What are clothes? You know, they don't even know what clothes are because they don't need them living on the equator. And until they experience it, they won't know it. But can everyone experience it? And even when you experience it, if you don't live there a long period of time, you say it's a fluke. Just a fluke to have a place where it's icebergs and snow. My goodness, no way. So, as we see Heinz go to New Zealand now, we see him walking through the halls of the great institutions there, the government, of the schools, the elementary schools and the churches and the meeting halls. Through all of them, he's invited to tell his healing story, the story of wholeness that he has created for himself. And Heinz says to the group, thank you very much. I'll pass. Thank you very much. Another time. Thank you very much. But I will not participate in that. Now, why won't he participate in that? He doesn't ever want to say that that's the way it was. He wants to only say that's the way it is. And this is what all of us want to do. We only want to say that's the way it is, for that is the way we are. So, go to New Zealand. See if we back you up. We will. In everything you do. Because because we love you. And so it is. For the moment.